In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
With only tomorrow left between us and Christmas, many Christians have already put Advent behind them. And that is unfortunate. Not because they want to celebrate our Savior's birth, but it's unfortunate because the Lord is coming on the clouds of heaven and he will judge all nations. Advent is prior to Christmas, but Advent does not prepare us to receive Christ in a manger. It prepares us to receive Christ on the clouds of heaven. So we are not waiting for Christ to be born. He already was. But we are waiting for Christ to return. And we will celebrate Christmas, but we are waiting for his return. At his first coming, he came in humility. At his second coming, he comes with power and great glory. At his first coming, a few shepherds knelt before him. At his second coming, all nations will kneel before him, confess him to be God and Lord. At his first coming, he was judged by a few sinful men. At his second coming, he will judge all nations, the living and the dead. And who can stand before him? Certainly not those sinners who ignore his word and continue eating and drinking and seeking the highest pleasure for themselves. Certainly not the false teachers of the world who scratch itchy men's ears with their deceptive lies. Certainly not the governments who attack Christianity in subtle ways in the name of equality. Certainly not even Satan himself can stand. For the wrath of the Lamb is coming, and it will bring them all to a swift and complete end. And yet he will lead his flock safely through it all. Not one falling stone will crush them. Not one surging sea will drown them. Not one fiery devil can touch them. For he will pick up his lambs in his arms to safely carry them across, away from this wilderness, and into that promised land of heaven. That is what Advent prepares us for. That is why we continue to gather and wait. This is why we also listen to John the Baptist speak to us. Because we are standing with him in the wilderness, not in the promised land. We are not in heaven yet. We are still waiting. We are still waiting. So we hear John's voice calling to us, preparing our hearts to receive Christ at his second coming, even as he prepared those of his time for Christ's first coming. Make straight, he says to you. Make straight the way for the Lord. The Lord is coming. With divine retribution, he is coming to save you. Do not forget where Advent leads us to. Do not lose sight that Christ is coming not in a manger but on the clouds of heaven. Repentance is turning away from sin and turning toward God in faith. Make straight the way of the Lord by living a life of repentance, turning away from sin. So turn away from your sinful folly. Turn away from your exaggerated view of yourself, for we all think of ourselves more highly than we should. The honor of being Christ was laid at John's feet, and yet he was content with simply being a voice. So be content with what God has given to you. Be content with what God has made you. Be content even with where you live. The grass is never greener on the other side. It's the same wilderness that you and I live in. So repent, for you have cared too much about those gifts under the tree. Repent, for you have in your pursuit of those gifts, you have neglected the study and meditation of God's word and prayer. Repent that you think that somehow the arrival of Christmas means you are no longer waiting for your Savior to come. For as it was in the days of Noah, so it is today. Men eat and drink. They marry and are given in marriage. They decorate trees, sing Christmas carols, decorate cookies, and send cards, oblivious to the destruction that is coming. And it is fine to do those things. But we can never lose sight of the fact that we are waiting. Waiting for our Lord to come. That is really why you celebrate Christmas. Because Christmas prepares you for the Lord's coming on the last day. If he had not been born of a virgin in a manger, then you and I who were born in sin would be cast out of his presence for all eternity. If he did not live for you, then you and I who have lived in sin and have offended a holy and righteous God would be thrown out of the promised land. If he did not die for you and rise for you, then our faith is useless. We are still in our sins. But Christ was born and did live for you. He died for you and was raised for you, for your faith is not useless. It is because of Christmas that you can eagerly await the Lord's return. Christmas ushers in the cross and the empty grave. Christmas is the beginning of your salvation. So we do decorate and sing. We do rejoice and celebrate that our God is man to bring us out of this wilderness and back to himself in heaven. But we're not there yet. We're still waiting. We still stand in this wilderness with John, listening to his voice. So it is good for us to hear the voice of John the Baptist calling us to repentance yet again. Whether Christmas or Easter, we must live in repentance and faith. For only Christ can bring us out of this wilderness. John is not the Christ. He stands in the wilderness with you and with me. He cannot bring us out of that desert and into the land promised. But he points to the one who can. He points to the one who is born of the Virgin, the one who the Spirit descended upon to anoint him as the Christ. Jesus himself is the one who brings you across from that wilderness and into heaven. And he does that through water. John stands in those waters even as Israel crossed over those waters or through those waters after waiting 40 years in the wilderness. For John has come to baptize the one who can carry you across and into heaven. So your life is hidden away with God in Christ. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, when he returns on that last day, then he will safely gather you in his arms to carry you across those baptismal waters and into the land waiting for you. So produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Get rid of all anger and rage and malice and slander and filthy language. Do not lie to one another, but clothe yourselves with humility, gentleness, kindness, compassion, self-control, and patience. Forgive, even as God has forgiven you. For God was lifted up on that cross to bridge the gap between God and you. You are united to God, and you are united to one another. You may still stand in this wilderness of the world, but you also know how you will get across into that promised land. It is through water, through baptism. By faith you have already crossed, but not by sight. So live by faith. Live in repentance, turning away from sin and looking toward Christ, your Savior. Listen to John's voice. Look to Christ and gaze over those blessed waters as the very path to your salvation. And if he doesn't return to bring us into this promised land in the next 2 days, then we will sing and we will celebrate and we will hear the wonders of that birth. But we still are waiting. We still are waiting to see him on the clouds of heaven. For this Son of Mary has died for us so that we might escape this wilderness and live with him forever. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.